All right, it's 12:30. We'll call the meeting to order. If everybody could please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Len, if you could do the roll call.
Dr. Howard.
Present.
Mr. Lloyd.
Here.
Mr. Dye is not here at the moment, but he's going to try and come. So, Mr. Freckleton.
Here.
Ms. Kwiatek.
Present.
And Mr. Lubai.
Here.
Any public participation today?
No requests.
Great. Thank you. Anybody have any item on the consent agenda they want to pull to discuss? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Couple informational item only items on the docket, some agreements and some surplus donations. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Dr. Labasa.
Great. Thank you. And I guess first I'll kick off with a big thank you to everyone who attended and supported the graduation ceremonies yesterday. I thought they went well, you know, well-oiled machine that we've got down packed. And I think it was it's always an exciting time, you know, the year, and as I entered the arena, toothache and all, I got the adrenaline going in it, able to power through because it's an exciting time to see the fruits of our labor. So thank you to all the volunteers that were out there, and then trustees for attending. It was a great event. It's been a lot going on. We hosted the Region 3 Florida College System conference here a few weeks ago. That was a success. I was on a panel with another president to talk to the members. It was a good event. had our collaboration council meeting with Volusia County Schools, as we regularly do, and also with Flagler County Schools. And also was part of up in Flagler County with their economic development people. There's a company that is looking at locating from France. They're looking at Volusia County, and they're looking at Flagler County. So I was able to go and talk to them about what we offer in talent. And they were pretty impressed with what we have at the ATC. So hopefully we'll hear soon. So Volusia County is also another site, too. So we met with them through Team Volusia, but then I met with them up in Flagler County as well. So we'll hear soon on that prospect. Took a tour of the ATC with the new economic development director from Palm Coast, the city of Palm Coast, Craig McKinney. Hosted him at the ATC to show him that facility as he tries to do his job to get, businesses here. Had a successful athletic banquet to close out the year there. Our women's golf team, though, is continuing on. They're in the national tournament. And we'll hopefully hear some good news in the next few days on that. So they should show strong. Attended the Palm Coast Songwriters Festival Friday night. Gary, it was a great event. And then also we hosted the Cork and Fork on Sunday. And it was a full house. I think somewhere around 450 people attended the Cork and Fork, and I haven't gotten the latest on the fundraiser, but I think it's going to be north of $40,000. So that was a success. And I think I'm going to stop there. That kind of wraps up my update.
Great. Thank you. With that, Marty, we'll turn it over to you.
Okay, take two. Good afternoon. I'm going to jump right in with the monthly financial report. This report takes us through April 30th, 2024. We're 10/12 of the way through the year, just over 83%. And looking at our operating revenues, again, this is just our fund one operating budget. We've now collected $26.8 million, or 94% of our tuition and fee revenue, $52.2 million, or 80% of our state revenues, $5.3 million, or 87% of our other revenue sources, and $2.4 million, 100% of our board-approved transfers. So in total, you can see we've now collected $86.7 million, 85% of our operational budget through April 30th, with 2 months to go. Flipping over to the expenditure side, we've now expended $55.7 million, or 74% of our personnel budget. We've obligated $18.1 million, or 76% of our current expense budget. Of that amount, $15.4 million are expended, and the remaining $2.7 million is encumbered at this time. We've obligated $2 million of our capital outlay budget. Of that, $1.4 million of actual expenditures, and the remaining $582,000 is encumbered with open purchase orders. So in total, on the expense side, we've now obligated $75.7 million of our total operational budget of $101.9 million. That's 74%. If we take out the encumbrances, you can see at the bottom there, our year-to-date actual expenditures make up $72.5 million, or 71% of our budget. So looking good from an expenditure standpoint as we wind down the fiscal year. Again, 2 months to go, and we're kind of under the threshold there as we finish out the fiscal year. So we expect to wrap up in good shape there. This is our carry forward funds in our operating fund, Fund 1. Again, we start the year $18.2 million. Of that is our 5% state required reserve of $5.5 million, board designated $1.6 million, and the unallocated reserves of $10.2 million roughly. And then the year-end encumbrances and rollover, another $814,000. So at this point in time through April, we have a projected rollover of $22.9 million. Okay, taking a look at our operating revenues year over year. As you can see, we've collected 85% of our overall revenue budget. And at this same point last year, we also collected 85% of that budget. So very consistent as we typically are from a revenue collection standpoint. The tuition and fees, the three-year analysis, we're looking pretty good to finishing up the year. $26.8 million collected. Last year at this time, it was $25.6 million, so we're up roughly $1.2 million, and that's about 4.7%. You might recall we budgeted 4% up from the prior year actuals, so if we finish out May and June fairly strong, we should hopefully hit that projected budget. So pretty pleased there. Okay. Taking a look at our expenses, our expenditures year over year, we've obligated 74% of our budget this year. At the same point last year, we obligated 75% of our budget, obligated 76% of our capital outlay budget through April. At the same point last year, it was 81%. And then personnel was the 74 and 75. Current expenses were 76 and 81. And our capital outlay budget, we've obligated 60% versus 67% at the same point last year.
Okay. Marty, do you think that if you go back to 5% on current, do you think that'll catch up in the last 2 months, or do you think you're structurally under where you...
I want to say we received more revenue this year, this past year, state funding was better. I want to say we're going to probably stay at pace and come in a little bit under. Yeah, I don't know that it will catch up, but okay. It feels like it's going to come in under.
Great, thanks.
Yep. Okay, shifting over to Fund 7. Again, all funding sources within Fund 7 is here. A summary of this slide is here. We started the year with $62.4 million. We've got revenue received to date of $9.4 million roughly, and total obligated of $35.7 million. That's a pretty big jump from last month when I reported. Reason being is we're the college is kicking in on projects like the firing range. We're forced to kick in $6.2 million, for instance, on that project. So that's coming out of our board, our Fund 7 reserves. and it shows in these amounts. So, we transfer. We try to transfer and beef up our Fund 7, and that's why it's important to do that each year because we do need it more so than ever with projects and construction costs coming in higher, forcing the college to match a little bit heavier than maybe years past. So, of the 35.7, we've expended 27.7 million roughly. And about $8 million encumbered of that number. So the fund balance projection per this report for Fund 7 is about just over $36 million, as you can see. Of that, $18.4 million is committed to date, and the remaining $17.6 million roughly is uncommitted. And this show, this slide demonstrates our projects over 250,000 that are active projects. Since the last board meeting, we do have a couple of new ones added to the list. Wanted to highlight those. So if you about a little over midway down, we got the two Weatherall Center, this building roof repairs. One, the primary roof repair is essentially done. We're just finishing out invoicing and closing out the purchase order on that. But phase two is what they're doing on the balconies now. We'll start up. It's the third and fourth floor balconies. And that work is scheduled to be completed by September of 2024. The next project that we add is at the very bottom of the list, the Schildecker Science Hall roof restoration and building envelope. We're doing some weatherproofing, sealing, some very urgent repairs on both roof and structure on that building. So we got an estimated completion date of October 24. We should see a couple of these projects slide off. Deltona Classroom Building 2 is complete. We received the CO certificate of occupancy last Friday, as a matter of fact. So doing some punch list items now. That'll take us a little bit, but again, it'll roll off probably closer to June just because of the purchase orders that are still open. That's the way we look at it in finance. Once the income, everything's paid out and completed on the books, then we can, we'll take it off the list. And that's similar. That similar holds true for the Building 100 roof replacement, the phase one. We're essentially done. Just need to make our final payments and close out purchase orders related to that one. So all the projects in progress are soon to be complete, are 13 total at an estimated cost of $44.3 million, to put it in perspective. And our completed projects, we do have one added to the list. The bottom one there is the DeLand Campus air handler unit replacements. That was completed in April. So two DeLand projects are now completed, and we should see a few more on the list, like I said, hopefully at the next meeting. In total, they're $852,000 was the cost of these two projects. I will say that they both came in under budget. I think I reported the first one, but the one that just rolled off here was about a $10,000 project savings compared to what we budgeted. So that was good as well. And that wraps up my financial report.
Any questions? Great. Thanks, Marty.
And then one last item is our payments over $50,000 for the month of April. This is an informational item for the board. Nothing unusual noted. All right, thank you.
Good afternoon. We have our informational item on textbooks for the upcoming semester. So you have the list in your packet of courses, books, and costs for summer. I'll be happy to take any questions.
Questions? All right.
Question.
Yes.
Amy, in terms of as you compare, say, back even the last 3 to 5 years, what would you say the trend has been? More flattening in terms of cost or decline?
I would say at least flat or going down. Okay. I know we calculated a way to a few years ago, mm-hmm. on how to calculate the total cost of books for the AA. And I'm not sure I could replicate that, but we did see a couple years of it going down, and that was great. But we are seeing just a lot more interest in open educational resources and using instructor-created materials. Mm-hmm. So I think you will continue to see that become an option in classes.
Good.
If no questions, thank you.
Great. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks.
Okay, constituent heads.
All righty. Off of her big debut off the stage, do we have Gael Vidalin? All right, there she is.
The graduate.
The graduate.
Yes.
The alum.
Good afternoon. There we go. We're going to start off strong with Earth Day. So SGN Student Life hosted Earth Day event to spread awareness to help reduce our waste on the planet. We had a presenter from UF speak on behalf of reducing our plastic use in our everyday life. We also had wood and wind chimers and bird feeders for students to decorate. We also were able to create your own pot, like they designed their pots, and we put seeds and plants in them for them as well. We also presented to Quanta just for the opportunity to present to them so we can show them the benefits that SGA will bring to you. And then we also had the opportunity to just recruit new members into SGA for the new school year coming up. So our residence hall assistants, they put together a big event to wrap up our end of the year semester with a cookout and walking tacos. This provided time for residents to come out and have some fun before the complete of the spring semester. So we also held an end of the year bash to celebrate our finals day of the school year. This allowed us to serve our students just one last time before the school year ended. We passed out cotton candy and snow cones. And then yesterday, thank you to everyone that helped participate in the commencement ceremonies. As you see, me and our vice president and treasurer graduated yesterday. So thank you.
Great picture.
Great.
Thank you. And then introducing Natasha Powell. She's the new SGA president.
Good afternoon. I'm Natasha Powell. I'm originally from Cape Town, South Africa, but I moved to the United States about 5 years ago to pursue a career as a professional ballet dancer. I actually got to lived that dream for a few years in Mississippi, of all places, where I met my husband. He's doing his residency at Halifax right now, and so we moved to be here last year. And I retired a bit earlier than I would have hoped, but it has freed me to pursue some other passions, which my long-term dream is to go to law school. So I'm just super grateful for Daytona State and just the past few months being here. The professors I've had and my peers just made a profound impact on me already. So I'm very excited and very grateful to have this opportunity to serve as the SGA president this year, and looking forward to growing and being stretched and serving my peers and helping bring together more students. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. Welcome. Great.
Thank you.
Kelly? You want to?
We'll talk. Thank you, guys.
I have a question for you. Could you go back to your first slide?
Oh, I got you.
Okay. The second bullet there, we had a presenter from UF. Was that a coincidence or what?
No.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks so much, and congratulations again. Thanks for all you've done for the student body, and the board has appreciated your reports and your enthusiasm and vibrancy you brought to the meeting. So,
all righty. Yes, Gael, make sure you stay in touch with us. We're eager to see how you do in your next chapter. And for Administrators Council, Anaris Inman.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
So the Administrators Council, in lieu of meeting last week, we were tapped by our newly formed Artificial Intelligence Governance Council, our AI Governance Council, to assist exploring and kind of furthering how DSC is using AI, gathering that information, kind of surveying the land on areas in which it can be used and areas that it is already being used. So the Administrators Council, we were tapped to issue a survey to our list of about 60 administrators. And from what I have learned about survey data, we actually had a pretty good turnout with about 33% so far. So we're trying to push it up to about 50% participation with that survey. But what we have learned is that AI is present in our business processes, but there are some areas for growth. And so once we get more feedback, we'll share that with the President's Council as well as with you all and see how we can incorporate ways to expand that. Other than that, we are scheduled to meet next month again as we move into our summer hours, and we're looking to do some fundraising. That's the report I have for you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Naris. And John Penny for Career Employees.
I hope to be able to introduce a new president next meeting. We have to finalize everything here in the next week or so. But it looks like I'll be stepping down, and we'll have somebody new to come share with you. I've enjoyed my time up here, but glad to let somebody else have the reins for a bit. And we also are changing our bylaws to go to every other month meeting. It seems to be the general consensus with the group, so we'll move to that then. And that's really all I've got this time. Thank you.
Thank you so much for all you've done.
Thank you, John. And Faculty Senate, Paul Capps. You have a quiz for us today.
No quiz. A brief report from Faculty Senate. We had our last meeting Tuesday a week ago. The only real topic on the agenda was, again, the AI Governance Council sort of laying the groundwork that there will be a section of every faculty member's syllabi for every class that addresses an AI policy. We've been provided with templates as, you know, starting points from there will be no use of AI in this course whatsoever, all the way up to this is what the faculty member chooses to do in terms of incorporating AI in their assignments. And then we did get the follow-up from Dr. Locklear that, you know, it's going to be in the syllabus, so we need to get in there and turn those things on and set them up for ourselves. But again, happy to say, proud to say, you know, academic freedom still intact, that every instructor will decide for themselves within their course. Some of it is by department level in certain courses where AI just cannot be used in certain situations. But for the most part, faculty are free to implement it as they see fit, and we're grateful for that. On a quick personal note, for anybody who was at the third commencement ceremony last night, it was a very, very special evening for me. My two children graduated, walked last night. I'd like to echo Vice Chair Lloyd's comments from last night. The Faculty Senate President is a voluntary position. There is no stipend attached to it. But I was paid in full last night, as well as in advance for my fourth year of service starting next year. It was made particularly special. Dr. Labasso, thank you for inviting me to come down and hug my kids as they came across to get their diploma in the form of that folder. It's always a great day to be a Falcon, but last night for my family was particularly spectacular evening to be a Falcon. Thank you.
Thanks.
And we have Noah Douglas filling in for Gina Clark.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to be here today and a pleasure to be a Falcon as well. I am filling in for Gina Clark. My name is Noah Douglas, and I am serving as the technology specialist for the Professional Council. So as for updates, we had our spring basket raffle that raised $354, and we had two raffle winners. The first is Robert Capco in Academic Support Services, and we also had Sandra Joy Horvath from the nursing faculty who won as well. Academic Advising raised the most money for our basket brigade back in November, and they were able to take advantage of a pizza party that happened on Friday, May 10th. And we also will have elections that will occur over the next 2 weeks, and we will announce that for our June meeting. And we will also discuss our bylaws for review in this session as well. And our June meeting is currently scheduled for June 27th. And with that, that is my report.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Noah. That concludes the constituents'
Great.
Report.
All right. I have two action items. First is approval of an annual amendment to the president's employment contract, if I could get a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. And then the second item is the approval of the meeting schedule for our meetings next year. If I could have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Motion passes, and the calendar is set. So let me just say, in relation to the president's employment contract, Tom, we collectively as a board appreciate all you do for the college. We sleep well at night knowing that you and, as you would always say, your team are on top of things, never sitting still, but always moving forward and looking for ways to improve all the things that matter to us, student success, the experience, the campus, how we support the community, and we greatly appreciate all you do for us.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, and appreciate the support of the board, and looking forward to achieving some more goals. So,
excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
Just echo the comments about commencement also. It was a great day. Actually, was saying earlier to a few of the trustees, I got an email from one of the mothers who participated yesterday talking about just how great the experience had been at Daytona State College and then how great the commencement ceremony. So appreciate everybody that participated in commencement. It's always the best part of the academic calendar, kind of seeing the smiles on the families and the students. And Paul, great story. Glad you could share that with us today. So I saw recently in the news announcements, which I always like to follow, that Daytona State was named a gold-friendly mm-hmm. School under the military-friendly school ratings, which, as a veteran myself, is always important. So I appreciate the fact that you and the team continue to look out for the men and women who have served our great nation. And then finally, just the last thing on my list, Tom and I both will be attending a meeting later in May with all of the state university system presidents and board chairs and the Florida State College presidents and board chairs. So excited to hear what topics will be discussed, but should be.
And the superintendents are going to be attendants as well.
Excellent. So, and with that, thank my fellow board members for all the great support yesterday and throughout the year. And I think we're all looking forward to another great year to follow. So, Bob, over to you.
Thank you. All right. The graduation ceremonies were absolutely where the rubber meets the road. It's kind of why we're here. I thought Tom might have had a little bit of a heart palpitation when I said that we were, in fact, paid. I said that we were paid by that ceremony, and that their achievement was our reward for service as trustees, and it really is true. And that's where you see it at those ceremonies, and seeing the families and seeing those graduates and the joy in their faces. There's nothing like it. Paul. Congratulations. I mean, you know, it's one thing to hand out a lot of diplomas or facsimiles thereof and shake a lot of hands, but to be able to embrace your kids in on their day of great achievement, it's really special. So congratulations to you.
Once in a lifetime doesn't even cover it.
That's right.
Because most people won't get to do that.
That's right. Absolutely. So congratulations to you and your family. To Gael, great job. three times, and flawless as usual, wonderful, and you are embarking on a great and bright future, and we look forward to seeing those things come true for you. And then we had another student body, Student Government Association President, Adrienne Tolles-Williams, who also graduated yesterday, and so yep. She's off to great success in her future as well. So, Natasha, you've got really big shoes to fill, and you know, but a great path and a great example in your predecessors. And then, really, I just have to give a shout out to the security that was provided by both Daytona State College and the Daytona Beach Police Department. And mm-hmm. you know, we just never know. Especially in current environment. And I thought yesterday was magnificent. And people were there for the right reasons and celebrating the right things. And but really, they were behind the scenes. They were vigilant and attentive. And, you know, they don't want to be noticed, and they weren't noticed, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But they really do deserve a shout out. And so super proud of this institution. And its leadership in making sure that we stay on mission. And I am looking forward to May of 25. So, you know, onward and upward.
Hey, Lloyd?
I don't know how to follow Bob. You know, he did a great job last night, and we appreciate that. But, you know, on my way in, I was just thinking, it's almost 13 years for me, and I've just seen this institution grow, expand, and be together. And it is because of the president and his staff and the students. And last night, you couldn't ask for a better ceremony, and I was proud to be associated with it, and to watch those, I start to say young people, but there's some older people too, come up and get their diplomas. It is a wonderful environment, and like Bob said, we didn't have any of the stuff that we have seen in other states. God bless Florida for being firm, fair, and helping people to achieve their dreams. And it all goes to the staff and to you, Mr. President, for how you conduct this environment. Kudos to you, and just keep on rolling, do your thing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kelly?
Well, I do think Bob covered a lot of my feelings about yesterday so well. Gael, amazing job. Paul, great speech and great experience. I think you capture what, you know, all those parents and all those families, you got to do it super special, but everyone had that moment with their own families yesterday, and it was just neat to be a part of it. Security. But I do think we got to give a shout out to Eric for pronunciations are incredible. I think we should hire you out somehow to other commencement ceremonies. Right. Yeah, there you go. We can work it out. Yeah. It was just an honor to be a part of the board yesterday. It is an honor every day, but man, yesterday just kind of takes the cake. It's just such a special day and special energy, and I'm just so, so proud. And I do want to give a shout out to the Cork and Fork. It was amazing. Food is amazing. I eat so well being a part of this board. It's dangerous, but I appreciate it. With great fundraiser. I can't wait to hear the numbers, so that's all.
Gary.
So, yeah, when Eric speaks yesterday, I keep thinking I'm at the Orlando Magic basketball game, and I'm waiting for him to announce it. Paulo Banchero for two. So, again, congratulations to all of our students. And Bob, you're so right. And we actually do get paid. It's six figures. They're all zeros, but we get paid six figures is what I tell. But, no, the rewards are plentiful. And the ultimate reward is seeing those students graduate and progress in their lives. And you know, Paul, I give you a lot of credit. I know that feeling with my granddaughter a couple of years ago, so I can only imagine what it's like with two kids, you know, coming through that line. Also, I want to say thank you to Dr. Labasso, the whole staff, Dr. Jim Marandino. Now it's Dr. James Marandino. He's not here, though. But Cindy Summers there, the whole staff at Daytona State Palm Coast campus in terms of and the security team and all that that was out for our festival, their support, I can't put a figure on it. And then plus thank you to Alan getting these artistic renderings and showing people what the amphitheater is going to look like a year from now. But I do want to present Tom with this autograph plaque right here, or autograph poster of the Palm Coast Songwriters Festival. So, thank you. Tom, for those of you that don't know this, comes out along with Karen with cowboy hats on.
That's right.
And boots. So he's dressed for the party.
Only a couple occasions I get to break it out. So.
But the other thing, too, that was really great was we got to present a $6,000 check to the Daytona State College Foundation that night. And plus we raised on Saturday night $14,000 with a guitar auction that was will be personally autographed by Garth Brooks to the two auction winners. They ended up bidding $7,000 apiece, and we had an MC that does auctions for a living also, Sean Parr, and it was amazing. And if you want to go out to our website and see pictures of Sean Parr, you'll see how colorful he is. Actually, Bob, it may make your Christmas suits look a little tame. But then we also raised funds for the Early Learning Coalition as well, Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So it was a great way for us to raise money for other worthwhile organizations as well. And so thank you, and I'll turn back over to you, Chairman.
Great. Well, thank you. That's all we have for today, so we'll adjourn the meeting and look forward to seeing everybody next time.